This episode of HBR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HBR15. That's HBR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is Benny for Hacker Public Radio. This is episode 1618 on 15th of October 2014. This is the first episode in a series of three episodes with interviews from Occam last weekend. The first two interviews are just regular Occam attendees. This is not quite true because the first one is Peter Cannon from Dick Turpin Roadshow, but I'm sure he's okay with being bundled with Alistair, who's just a regular visitor who wants to do an HBR episode. So I gave him the opportunity to just record a few sentences and be on HBR the first time. Hope he makes it another time with his own episode. So we get started with Peter Cannon, who is a co-host on the Dick Turpin Roadshow, who had also a live episode on Occam this year. I grabbed and interviewed him before this episode happened, so that's what he has to say.
So I'm Peter Cannon, also known as Dick Turpin on the internet, and one of the co-hosts of TDTRS, which is the Dick Turpin Roadshow, the only podcast you should listen to.
So why should we listen to it?
I think because we are slightly different to some of the other podcasts, and we certainly go into other areas that we feel other podcasts don't. So we may on occasion be supportive of other vendors, for want of a better word, such as Microsoft or Apple. We do sometimes like to do subjects deliberately that will create a big flurry, because what we feel we're about is creating dialogue. So we don't just sort of spew news at you, we give you things to think about. I've stumped you now, haven't I?
Yeah, yeah. That was way too much for me.
I mean,
a Linux podcast that talks about Microsoft and Apple doesn't sound too good to me.
I think it is. There's always been this I'm going to say issue, but issue is probably not the right word, that because you want to use Linux and you want to promote Linux, that you shouldn't look at other things. You get a lot of people, I mean, especially for example, like this kind of event at OddCamp, you can pretty much guarantee that 99.9% of the people at OddCamp are basically Linux stroke open source users. And my own personal view and my co-host view is how can we encourage other people to use Linux and open source if we only swim in our own pond? If you stay in your own pond, you're not going to encourage anybody else to come into that pond. And so we feel that it's good to talk about maybe Microsoft stuff, maybe Apple stuff, because maybe those listeners will go, those users will say, oh, let's have a listen to that. And then they'll go, oh, well, what's this LibreOffice they're talking about? Let's give that a go. So we try and be inclusive. We do have Microsoft users that listen to the show, and we want all levels of users. It's one of the things of why I'm quite adamant to keep us on iTunes. I know some podcasts don't like to be on iTunes, but I want us to be on there simply because we want to reach as wide an audience as possible.
So how do you tell that you've got Windows users and Apple users? Well, users from iTunes.
Generally via the feedback, to be honest with you. That's both to the show in our IRC channel, In actual fact, we do have two or three people that, in actual fact, do work for Microsoft in our IRC channel.
So, you ever convince someone? You ever got feedback that someone switched to Linux because of you?
The way I've always looked at it, a lot of people will want a big, huge victory. So they will want somebody to go, I've totally ditched Windows and I'm now 100% Linux. For me, I believe it's a victory if I can even just get them to start using open source software. Because I'm more an advocate of open source software rather than a specific Linux advocate.
All right, so just like people start using LibreOffice or something.
It's not a very good example, but I mean, if they use Mozilla products such as Firefox or Thunderbird, if they installed Audacity, we could stand here all day reading off a list. But, you know, the way I look at it, if they've installed something open source, that's a victory.
All right. So give me an example. What kind of things do you discuss in the podcast?
As it says on our sort of our About Us page, you know, we discuss everything from Linux open source to the price of fish in Paraguay. So, yeah, we just discuss everything. What we tend to do is we tend to look through news stories for stuff that's Creative Commons, because that's very close to my heart. Obviously, Linux news stories, but we try and find news stories that we feel that other podcasts won't cover.
All right.
So if you listen to, as somebody said to me last night, which is now a show, you'll find that, yes, we do cover some of the main storylines, but the vast majority of our stuff is important stuff, but that other shows, for whatever reason, either find boring or feel they haven't got enough time to cover. And so I think that as well, that aids our show in bringing more listeners to us, because it's sort of, you know, you can listen to the show that cannot be named, as we call it. We can listen to that, and we know that in actual fact the selfsame story is probably going to be covered on the Ubuntu UK podcast, or it's going to be covered on the Full Circle podcast, and that to me becomes boring, because you think, well, what differentiates you from everybody else? You know, you just know that somebody's going to cover it. For example, say Heartbleed. We knew everybody was going to cover Heartbleed. Every man and his dog covered Heartbleed. So we decided we would just give it a very small mention, and we would cover other stuff, simply because, you know, why would you listen to us when you could listen to somebody else who perhaps knows what they're talking about?
Yeah, sometimes all the Linux podcasts kind of sound the same.
The same.
And cover the same topics. Yeah, true.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, this was the first interview, and as I said in the beginning, the next interview will be Alistair, who hopefully will become HBR host himself one time. So good luck with that, and let's listen what he has to say. Here we go.
All right, hello, I'm Benny, and I'm speaking to
Alistair from the UK in Norwich, Yeah, I really only got Linux in about a year ago, because I had to look after a couple of CentOS boxes at work. So, and I just found out how I've got an hour's drive each way. So I was like, how can I find out about it? And I found out about podcasts. And then Nightwise actually told me about you. And he said, yeah, find out about it. And I've really enjoyed listening to different what people have to say kind of thing. So I'm guessing I should actually give something back to the community, really.
So what could you talk about? What do you do? What are your interests?
Yeah, well, the bad thing is I do Windows for a day job, so I don't know if anybody wants to know about Windows when obviously mostly it's all about open source stuff. So I don't feel like I can give enough back yet. I don't really know that much about Linux or anything to maybe networking. I could do a lot of networking, so maybe IP subnetting perhaps, or routing or something, and VLANs maybe.
Yeah, I'm sure something like this would be interesting. So your day job includes Windows and Linux, or is it just
no just Windows and Linux boxes? We run a couple of different Linux applications for a couple of customers, so I have to look after that. And then obviously I've started using Cacti now to monitor all our bandwidth for all our customer sites, so it's quite good.
All right, nice. So why did you come to Occam?
Because last year when I started listening to podcasts, it was just the same time and everyone was coming back from Org Camp and they were saying, yes, this ran a really good event. And I, when you listen to podcasts from America, they were always going on about the OLF and everything like that. I was going, well, there must be something in the UK. I want to go to it kind of thing to meet people and stuff. And it was really odd coming to these places to actually, I was a bit nervous because I don't really know anyone in open source. And yeah, I met a couple of people on the other podcasts I know. It's really odd listening to their voice.
Yeah, nice. Now you're here, what do you, how do you like it?
It's really good. I like it, so.
Are there any talks you plan to listen to, or are you just here for the community?
Just here for the community and to listen to anything, really. I'm really up to listen to anything, really. Especially if I can learn some stuff about open source and meet new friends, really.
Did you see anything that interests you in the talks? Or?
Anything open source, really.
Well, then that's a place to come to, yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for talking to me, and hope you will sometime record your own
episode. Yeah, I brought a mic, so
Yeah, you have to. You just get started.
Yeah.
Okay, this was the first series of interviews, two interviews from attendees at the Org Camp. Next up, I will have some more interviews with people who organized the Org Camp and another interview I did with Core Nominal with the Linux Voice crew of the Linux Voice magazine. So wait for them to turn up on the feed, and thank you for listening. Have a nice day.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.